and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast Rolled. What's going on? It's Cooper and Una. How are you feeling now after that bank holiday weekend? Are you all filled up on all your children's Easter eggs that you didn't give them all to them?
Obviously, I kept the good ones for myself.
Yeah.
Hello, Lint.
Oh, nice.
What are you joking?
Yeah, my sister got my two Lint ones.
Very fancy.
The eggs disappeared, though, up to their rooms. So I didn't.
Easter Bunny put them in the rooms.
Yeah.
We had an Easter egg hunt.
I got an Easter egg present from my wife. I was delighted with it. You ready for this?
Go on.
A box of snowballs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Talk about nostalgia.
Hell
peak
yeah.
Nostalgia. Peak.
And get so on Easter morning.
Do they not upset your tummy, though? Would you have been like a baby and lactose intolerant?
It's marshmallow.
Yeah, but it's milky marshmallow, no.
But there's no milk in it.
Are you sure?
Marshmallow is sugar, Runa. I'm pretty sure.
Right, go on.
So Lisa made croissants.
Oh, croissants.
Croissants.
Yeah. What kind? Just the plain ones.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then you put whatever you want in it. So you can put honey in it, butter, jam.
Jam.
Nutella. But are you ready for this? Game changer, Una. I wedged a snowball inside my croissant and it was absolutely amazing.
I didn't want to know what you wedged inside your croissant. So keep that to yourself.
It was amazing. Oh my God.
No, you ruined the freshly baked croissant with an old snowball wedged between it.
You don't know that.
You put a bit of jam on it.
No.
A bit of butter and jam.
No.
Savage.
Because if I put butter and jam in it, you wouldn't, let me guess, Jostery or gooseberry jam.
Oh yeah, your man over here with his Jostery. He grows Jostery. Jostery's, right? And makes jam out of them.
He's jealous.
I mean, who grows Jostery's? Who even knows a Jostery? Only posh folk like you.
Hell yeah.
Jostery.
You know, you make your way through the arbor into the vegetable garden and into the fruit cage and you get yourself some Jostery's.
Not to mention your walk-in wardrobe and your bidet.
I don't have a bidet.
Oh, you do.
I'd love a bidet.
Oh.
Imagine being that fresh.
Stop! Oh!
All right, let's get into our podcast from today. Our survey says...
All right, our survey says this morning, Donald. 38% of people say this is the most awkward thing that can happen in a lift. What is it? In a lift.
You know it.
Go on.
If you by accident, not that I've ever done this, do a windy, you know, and you're in the lift with someone and you've done a windy, that's mortifying.
By accident?
Of course, by accident.
How can you do it by accident?
Knock out.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't know.
So if you're looking at some funny memes and you laugh too hard, then...
I don't know. I don't know the workings of people's digestive systems, you know.
Well, the sphincter should hold it in, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe the sphincter's having a lazy day and one pops out. A lot of things can cause the sphincter to loosen. Did you know that? Including pregnancy. Ha.
How did you deal with it when it happened to you?
It didn't happen to me. I'm just saying that this could be... It's an awkward thing.
I love
thing
the way,
that,
including pregnancy. Hey. As if to say, hey.
Question me now.
Well, Donald did, and then you were like, no, it never happened. So
it's
like,
then
how do you know?
But I can just imagine that if it did happen, it would be mortifying.
You have a weird imagination if that's the things you'd be talking about, thinking about.
But I'm just answering the question. 38% of people said this is the most awkward thing that can happen in a lift. That would be pretty awkward.
It's a valid answer if you need to go and things.
Give me heartburn again.
Oh my God.
No, it's not the answer, Una, but I like you thinking.
Is it the awkward thing where you actually, you spill coffee or something on them, like you're holding your drink and you turn around and you just bump into them, you spilled something on them?
That'd be really awkward.
Yeah.
Really awkward.
Is that not it?
No, it's not it. It's a good question.
All right, what is the most awkward thing that can happen in a lift? What's the percentage?
38%.
Everybody all at once?
38%.
Thanks. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon it is? Come here, Donald, what is the question we're trying to get everybody to have a go at answering this morning?
Today, 38% of people said this is the most awkward thing that can happen in a lift. What is it?
Una already guessed farting. I said spilling a drink on somebody.
No, I didn't say farting. I said leaving out a windy. I said it in a nicer manner than that.
Same thing, though.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same thing, different message.
Both equally as funny when they happen, especially in a lift.
Yes.
What are you saying?
Good morning, iRadio. Craig from Offaly.
Morning, Craig from Offaly. 087-110-2107 is our number.
Just wondering, is it a forced conversation in the lift?
Okay, forced conversation.
Can't cope. Would run a mile. Would leave the lift.
Why do you use the lift so often, though?
There's no one there, so it's just me.
I think we're going to have to put somebody in the lift.
No, don't put someone in the lift. Yeah, no, yeah. I can't. I'm frightened of small talk. It actually gives me the heebie-jeebies. I can't do it.
I wonder maybe, what if there was an AI chatbot in the lift that you had to have a conversation with?
Oh, that's different. I'd chat away to a chatbot.
Oh, okay. So, oh, Gary, we need to get a person. Like
we'll get a lift attendant then.
Yeah, a lift attendant.
A man.
Right.
And then you have
Then I'll just take the stairs.
Oh, sorry, did you say, are you saying that a woman's not capable of controlling a lift? Is that what you're saying?
You know when you say something, you don't realise you've set yourself up, but thanks for pointing that out.
See, I've spent too much time with Una. So when you say things, they just get taken up, twisted around, and...
Yeah, I love that. That's a talent of mine.
And also, for me telling you this, I've just mansplained it to you.
Oh, you're mansplaining again. Yeah.
See?
That's a problem.
No, it's not.
You're a problem.
Okay. It's not awkward conversations in the left now.
Okay, 087-1102-107, what do you reckon the answer is to this?
38% of people say this is the most awkward thing that can happen in the lift. What is it?
Alright, Donald, what's the question we're asking this morning?
38% of people say this is the most awkward thing that can happen in a lift. What is it?
The Bluey theme song going off on your phone as your ringtone in the pack lift.
That's a quality ringtone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bluey's brilliant. That's a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, it's not that. No.
What about Una's ringtone that goes off?
Ding, 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 da, bra, bra, bra.
What?
Yeah! What are you talking about?
Una still uses a crazy frog.
No, yes. It's not that. No.
Is it realizing you smell of chipper, lol, onion, nace?
Oh,
like, do you know when you're staying in a hotel?
Oh, yeah.
And you go back after you've been on a night out, and then you go to the chipper and you have whatever is battered sausage, chips, burger, whatever, wings. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Whatever's on the menu. Yeah.
And then you're in a lift.
Whatever you can hold in your arms.
And someone gets in, and you're like, oh, I must be stinking of fish and chips and stuff.
Fish and chips, but it's not, and burgers,
I mean,
and sausages.
I mean, that's not an unpleasant smell, so... Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be embarrassed about that.
It can be the morning after.
It is. Have you ever gone into your car after you've gone to the chipper the next day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Stanks.
Oh, no.
Oh, really, you like that smell?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose maybe masks the other smells in your car. Oh, God. All right.
My car is a temple.
Temple of doom.
No right answers. The answer is 30% of people, most awkward thing in the lift, it's accidentally making eye contact with somebody.
Really?
Yeah, and then you kind of, they think, do I have to start speaking to them now? And you think, oh, maybe I've got to say,
oh, my God. That would be a beautiful, could be the start of a rom-com, Love on a Lift, where you accidentally make eye contact and you're mortified at first, but then you kind of smile and then he says, great trying out there. And you
and you get up on the same floor.
Yeah.
All right.
I just think this could happen. It would be great. Love on a lift.
In a lift, not on a lift.
Love in a lift. Yeah, love on a lift. Whatever. I'm just brainstorming. I just think that could be a lovely rom-com.
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like sliding doors. You never know who's behind it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Love on a lift. Love on a lift. Will she break wind or will they make eye contact? All right, okay. Let me lift you
up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Was there lint chocolate balls in the egg as well?
There was, yes, there was.
And did you see how many you could fit in your mouth at once?
No, it was a milk chocolate strawberry flavoured one.
What?
Very fancy.
Milk chocolate strawberry flavoured chocolate?
Yeah, so it's, white chocolate, So it's white, so it's strawberry flavoured.
Yeah.
And there's like a strawberry kind of little, like, paste inside them.
Mm.
Creamy paste. I'm not describing, I'm not doing it justice.
You're really not, no.
No, it's savage-like.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Lint is up there with, like, one of the nicest chocolates.
Yeah.
Fact.
That and Bailey's.
Just as a drink.
No, yeah, just as a drink. But no, yeah. I love Bailey's chocolate so much. And then you got the Bailey's chocolate caramels. Oh my God.
Oh, I haven't had one of those.
Actually, just.
My sister makes every Christmas Bailey's fudge.
Ooh.
Yeah, do you like fudge?
Yeah.
I have some left over. Very boozy, Una.
Fudge off.
What?
I'm only joking.
I don't even know what that means.
I know, I don't either. Just wanted to say it.
Oh, you wanted me to fudge off. I'll bring them in because...
How do you still have them if they were given as Christmas presents?
I just haven't eaten. There was loads of them.
Are they preserved?
Yeah, it's alcohol.
How long does alcohol preserve stuff for?
Ever.
Okay. Yeah, bring in the fudge, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about that. No. Oh, Bailey's chocolate is so good. So good. Top tier.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking to Kat from Tullamore having a go at Ryman today. Don't laugh at Kat.
No, I love Kat. I love Kat. All right. Was the questions. They were the problem.
Was it? Mm. All right, have a listen. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Playing rhyme it this morning is somebody who's probably got a little bit of jet lag because they're in Salou watching basketball. Ooh. Good morning, Kat from Tullamore. How are you?
Hi, Kat.
Good morning. How are you guys? How really? Are you? How are you, Cooper? How are you, Una?
Yeah,
not too bad.
Yeah, a little bit tired today. Good. And Una's driving me mad. Kat, you're at basketball games over in Salou. What's the crack with that? Who's playing basketball?
Yeah, so it's Mare Monstrum. It's the international 40 tournament for different age categories. So my daughter and her teammate from Tullamore Basketball Club were scouted after summer basketball camps.
Wow.
And they went with God Game Sports and they play against Spanish teams. It was fantastic experience. And they were runners up, almost winning it by difference, only a few points. Wow. Fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well done.
You must be so proud.
I am. And she, you know, they were playing up for under 18 girls and they both 15. So yeah, it was like, it's huge, huge achievement and fantastic experience.
I think basketball in this country is huge. I think I think if you drive around the country, there's always a basketball ring above somebody's garage door. And I think we all grew up playing basketball.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Like, I never made the team, mind. I was always on the C team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Shoot some hoops. And I know everybody's guilty of that if they come across somebody who's anything over 6 foot something. It's like, oh, you must play basketball. How's the weather up there?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know. But sure, you don't need to be told to play, really.
No, just got a good hand coordination.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can you spin a ball on your finger?
Can I spin the ball on my finger?
Yeah.
No, I can't spin the ball on my finger.
Right, by the end of the week, you'll be able to spin the ball on your finger. We'll teach you.
Right, Kat, are you ready to play Rhyme It?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the rules are we're going to give you a word and you have to rhyme every answer with that word. Simple as that. And you've got 30 seconds. Get the highest score at the end of the week and you win the contents of Una's drawers.
Yeah.
The word you have to rhyme with today is...
Swab. S-W-A-B. Swab.
Swab.
Swab. Swab. Right.
Mm-hmm. Your 30 seconds start now.
A name for an organized crime group like the mafia.
Mob.
A term for someone who is lazy, messy and untidy.
Grab.
When crying noisily, you what?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
When you cry noisily, you what?
Grab.
Someone who is stuck up and posh.
Dab.
A strong regular beat or sound in steady pulsation.
Time's up. Time's up.
Oh my God. We didn't do great this morning, did we?
No, listen, Kimmy, you've had a tough day. You know what I mean?
You're jet lagged.
Ah, yeah, we did.
You know, you're you're in
I'm
last
still
night.
In Salou with my mind, you know, I'm not there yet.
You're in Salou, yeah.
No. Ready for a siesta. I think you got one. But you know what?
Look, one is still better than nothing.
Exactly.
It's also the highest score of the week
so far. So do you know what? Potentially, you could still win the contents of my drawers. Now it's highly unlikely, but there is a possibility there.
And usually, what happens is Una likes lost puppies, and she might feel sorry for you at the end of the week and give you a purple snack anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love the purple snack. Thank you so much.
I just had one. Set me up for the day.
All right, Kat,
enjoy.
Thank you so much for coming. Are you
on my team? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Sky. There's Una now.
Yes,
she's obviously sinned. And she's singing
cry.
Hymns.
You're
going to be hit for copyright infringement with yourself.
No, I saw a man in a guitar blasting out the Mass bangers.
Where?
So good.
Were you at Mass?
On YouTube.
Oh.
No, I wasn't at Mass.
What is your algorithm that's showing up on YouTube?
I don't know, but they're really good though. It probably hears me singing it, the Mass banger is, and then I see it and I'm like, oh my God, that's such a banger. We should be playing that. Like,
No.
On air.
On our Sunday show, maybe.
Yeah, I'm the Lord of sea and sky. I get heard my people cry. And then, like,
that is the
big
most
drones.
In tune I've ever heard you go.
Really?
Yeah, that's so bizarre. Anyway, here's Get Us Off Your Chest this morning. Somebody was having an issue on a bus.
We have a message here from somebody who wants to get something off their chest. If you want to get anything off your chest, you're thinking, I know who I'm going to send this to. Send it in to us on 087-110-2107. If you just want to have a rant about something, if something's really bugging you.
Yeah, we'll rant with you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So this is from Greg. And Greg says, hi guys, I need to get this off my chest because it's driving me mad every morning. I get the same bus to go away for work. And there's this one woman who without fail gets on and immediately starts video calling people on loudspeaker. It's loud and impossible to ignore, even with my headphones on. Everyone looks so uncomfortable and she's there nearly shouting down the phone like she's the only person on the train. I can't begin to describe how rude she is. It makes the whole journey feel so awkward. I don't want to cause a scene, but how do you deal with someone like this without it turning into a big confrontation? She did offer me a biscuit one of the days she was in beside me, so there's that. What can I do, Greg?
Nothing, Greg. She's already tried to win you over with a biscuit. Oh,
I wonder what kind of biscuits they were.
It didn't matter.
Well, yeah, it does.
I think this whole, just even talking on the phone in public and stuff, is like, go to somewhere quiet.
Talking on the phone in public?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I always, like, you know me, if my phone rings out on the office floor here, I will literally pick it up, say, give us a sec, and go to a quiet place. I will not sit at a desk so everyone can hear, and I'm not interrupting everybody. Do you know what I mean?
But you're interrupting everyone out there when you're ranting about having no money because the fuel is so expensive when we're trying to get our work done. So you won't take a phone call, but you'll rant at us and expect us to respond to you.
And I seem to be the only one that cares. Why do you think I'm giving away free fuel here on iRadio? Yeah,
This is true. Okay. I do remember, this is one time, when I was on a bus, I was down the back and this lad got on and he brought on a bag of cans and he started playing music.
What was he playing?
And I'll never forget it. It was just the most obscure song. Remember Aqua? From back in the day, they had that song Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was a song called Roses Are Red and Violets Are Blue. This was banging right at the back of the bus. And your man's there with his bag of, you know, refreshments.
Does he offer you any refreshments?
No, I wouldn't have been given out about him if he did.
Get off the bus, lad!
But it was just so bananas. But I was like, actually, I'm kind of vibing to this, you know. This is all right. But I do get it. It is very annoying when people start to shouting. My mother is one of them. Whenever she's on the phone,
really?
It's like she roars.
What are you roaring for?
She does. I don't know. It's like she thinks they can't hear her, so she shouts.
Yeah.
And she does it in public.
I think maybe I'm alone. Like, yeah, are you a talk on the phone in public type of person? Like, would you?
But I'd be low.
Would you?
I would. Don't look at me like that.
You're a very loud person.
I'm not a very loud person.
Because
I'm actually very discreet.
Because, like, you've taken calls out there and I'd be looking at you like, this is for work.
It is for work. It is for work. But I'm trying to arrange news interviews for the news. Mm. Yes.
Okay. What should this person do? Somebody is driving them mad because they get on the same bus to Galway and they get on and immediately starts... Like, who's video calling somebody
people
on a bus? All right, what should they do? Have you ever had an experience like this? Let's help this person who wants to get it off their chest. Get that off your chest. You got something to get off your chest? Let us know. 087-110-2107.
So Greg's been in touch and he's kind of raging because he gets the same bus to Galway for work every morning and there's one woman who gets on and she every day immediately starts video calling people on loudspeaker. She says she's really loud and it's really awkward and it just makes the whole journey feel just so long. He says, I don't want to cause a scene, but how do you deal with someone like this without it turning into a big confrontation?
Little note. Put a little note down there. Just write a little note.
Sirish has been in touch. He says, it should be against the law for people to do video calls in public transport. Sorry now, Bridie, but I don't want to be listening to you air out your dirty laundry in public. Ooh, Sirish in Kildare.
Bridie. I love that. I suppose, like, just go up to the person. Just say, do you mind? We don't need to hear any of this. Or is that, or no, that's confrontation. Like, when we come,
I just wouldn't have the Leorodi to do it.
Oh, here's one for you. Do you remember when you were in school and you'd, like, passing out?
Yeah.
So, passing out, so, like, you'd be sitting up at the top of the bus and you'd crumple it up in a piece of paper saying, sorry, do you mind keeping it down? Keep your mouth shut. You're very loud. Nobody wants to hear all of
that. Yeah, but who's going to pass the note to the loud lady?
You just say, here, will you pass that down there?
Or just throw it.
You throw it on her lap.
Oh, I don't know. Simon and Navin says, doing video calls in public transport is the equivalent of wearing pajamas to the shops. Not looking at anyone in particular, Una. Simon and Navin.
Were you walking around Navin in your PJs again?
Anna? No. But I have I have stated this before. If you want to wear your pajamas to the shops, that's whatever. You do you. If that's what makes you happy, then you wear your pajamas to the shops. Hey, listen, if being loud on the bus makes this lady happy, then let her be happy.
Why are you waving
what?
Piece of paper at us? You're getting
I'm very animated about this. I'm not getting animated. Someone needs to think about the loud lady.
Yeah.
And I'm going to back her up now because everyone else is going against her. 087-110-2107.
Should we tell Una to pipe down if she's on the bus on a video call? Because it sounds like somebody came across you on a bus to go, Una. All right, so what should this person do? What do you reckon? 087-110-2107. We got this message in on 087-110-2107. Hey, guys, I need to get this off my chest because it's driving me mad. Every morning I get the same bus to Galway for work and there's this one person who, without fail, gets on and immediately starts video calling people on loudspeaker. That's an issue. So what are you saying? What should this person do? Or is it cool? My job in this.
But maybe the lady doesn't think it's rude or she doesn't, you know, maybe...
Oh, well, let's take a vote. Is it rude to be on loudspeaker on a video call and on public transport? We'll take a vote in the studio. All in favour that it's rude, say aye.
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 You were very hesitant on that one, Una.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to back up the loud lady on the bus because I feel like no one has her back, so I'm going to have her back.
Okay. Yeah. All right, what are you saying? 087-110-2107?
Morning, Tiz.
Morning.
What I absolutely love doing, if I can hear somebody's conversation, is I'll just insert myself into said conversation.
Go on.
And reply back as loudly as they can hear me. Oh, you hear somebody behind you and you're going, well, how are you? Not too bad now on yourself.
You know, I like that. That's a way of dealing with
psychological warfare.
Yeah. Like, I love it. All right, keep your suggestions coming. 087-110-2107. Come here, get off your chest. What's somebody having an issue with?
Okay, this is from Greg. Greg says, I need to get this off my chest because it's driving me mad every morning. I get the same bus to Galway for work and there's one woman who without fail gets on and immediately starts video calling people on loudspeaker. It's loud and impossible to ignore even with my headphones on. Everyone looks really uncomfortable and she's there nearly shouting down the phone like she's the only person on the train. It makes the whole journey feel so awkward. I don't want to cause a scene, but how do you deal with someone like this without it turning into a big confrontation? She did offer me a biscuit one of the days she was in beside me, so there's that. What could I do? Well, I mean, this person, the loud lady, obviously has a generous and kind heart. She's offering biscuits. Maybe she's just not aware of bus etiquette.
Yeah, so I suppose the bus etiquette would be like, don't be on the phone and your speakerphone when you're on the bus. It's kind of like you don't get onto a bus and start listening to loud music with a Bluetooth speaker, do you know?
Actually, people do, and I've had the experience of someone blasting this tune... So this guy down the back of the bus blasting this tune, and he had a bag of refreshments with him as well,
and didn't pass them around.
Get
him off the bus.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. All right. So there is different ways of dealing with this. Like you could ask them, but people don't like confrontation. Fight fire with fire. Also, make a video call and be even louder than that person. Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Childish, petty,
yes,
love it.
Damn
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have a conversation about saying, sorry, I can't hear you. There's somebody else on the phone over here doing a video call.
But you see, you'd have to have, like, big cojones to do that.
I'll do it. What's the bus? I'll get on that bus. Do you know what I mean? All right, keep your advice coming in. 087-110-2107. Or just, I suppose, it seems to be more commonplace. You seem to be hearing more people doing this. It's like, I'll get a pair of headphones and just ignore it.
Yeah, but Greg says that he can still hear her even with his headphones on.
You need better headphones, Greg.
Greg.
Noise cancelling ones.
Yeah.
Or just get a roll of gaffer tape and just go up to them. stick it over their gob. Get those things off your chest. People on the buses being really loud on video calls, and somebody on the bus to Galway is none too plus about it. Every single morning, driving them completely mad. It was every morning. You'd certainly just say something to the person. So I think most of the advice is from people just say, go up to them and ask them to tone it down, or just pass them a note, or report them to the bus driver.
Somebody down there, they're on the phone, very loud.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Just ask, tell the bus driver, and then it's the bus driver's responsibility to do something about it. Don't they have police now on social transport? Do they have people policing social transport?
I don't know if I know they do on
public
some,
transport,
like night buses and Lewis's and stuff like that. They do, but I don't know on regular public transport.
They need to have the noise cops.
Oh, they need the noise cops
to come on. Like, here, shut up.
Yeah. That's the solution to it, isn't
just
it?
Just tell the
noise cops.
Tell the bus driver, or just go up to your one and say, listen, keep it down now, or I'm going to tell the bus driver on you. He'll tell the bus driver. Or else Colin Sligo says, just get a different bus. Yeah.
Cole, there's barely buses as there is. Never mind trying to get a different bus, but we appreciate it. If there's something that you want to get off your chest, you want to have a rant about something, need some help with something, you know what to do. Send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 087-1102-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All right, let's get into an update on Una's tattoos.
My tats.
That's short for tattoos.
Yes,
by the way, just
obviously. What do you think I was saying, my tats?
Yeah. And then when you
it could be boobs in a Northern Ireland accent. Tats.
Because you know when you're talking about little potatoes and you call them tatties.
Tatties. Yeah, tatties. Tatty munchers.
I automatically think of booby munchers.
No. Yeah. Potato. Because I was called a tatty muncher when I worked in a pub in Edinburgh.
Racism is strong.
Because I was Irish. They called me a bead rattler and a tatty muncher.
A bead rattler?
Yeah, because I was Catholic. So the rosary.
That's hilarious. I've never heard that before.
What a thick skin over there. Anyway, so I've always wanted to get a tattoo. I've always wanted to get one, and I've never been sure as to what. I was going to get one about, you know, County Kerry and stuff, but I was like, I think I'll wait for a while. Then obviously I had my babies. They're four now, my twins. So I want to get a tattoo on my wrist representing them, but I don't know what to get.
Yeah, well, we caught up with a tattoo artist to try and get them to come up with an actual design, an idea. And this is how it went.
It's about to get messy in here because Una is scribbling and doodling and trying to come up with ideas. Because you mentioned the other day that you decided finally that you want to get a tattoo.
Yeah, I do. I want to get inked, and I want it to be representative of my twins, 4-year-old twins, Sadie and Jamie, but I just don't know. You see, I saw a video of a man getting this tattoo done, and it was representing her little boy. So the tattoo artist put ink on her little boy's fingers, and then he held his mom's hand, and the tattoo artist drew hearts where the fingers touched the mammy's hand.
Cute.
Oh, well, I thought it was super cute. Yeah. I thought it was absolutely gorgeous. But then I showed around the office and people told me I was sad and tack and cringe.
We have Sean from Banjax Inc. On the phone here. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks very much. So is this a common thing where people get their kids to make markings on their parents and do you then tattoo it?
Yeah, it definitely happens. Often they do a handprint in ink and then you do a thumbprint or a hand. So.
And where, what part of the body would they get the prints done then?
Wherever you like. I mean, if you wanted it on your face, on your back, it's entirely up to you.
Oh, on your eyelids.
Oh my God.
You're perfect. Yeah. Thumbprints on your eyelids, lovely.
If you got one of each of their eyes on your eyelids, so when you close your eyes, they're the ones looking out.
Oh, you're being so weird.
Oh, that's perfect.
So
I love it.
No. Sean, I'm thinking like maybe the wrist would be the nicest place to get it done. because it's.
And what would you like on the wrist? What are you thinking?
Well, what do you think of the idea of the hearts where the fingerprints met the man's hand? Is that a bit? You see, I'd have to get the two hands
if
done.
If everyone's going to have it, yeah, you know, if you're going to be down in the pub and everyone's covered in hearts, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, I'll paddle my own canoe. I'll get my own idea. So,
well, Tim was putting something together, and she had found. Are you into astrology, zodiac stuff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so you could use the constellations of their zodiac sign.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous! Yeah, I would love that. That's a great idea.
Oh, you're hitting the heartstrings here.
There you are. Yeah. Well, I thought so.
Oh, I
thought
that. So. Oh my God! Yeah.
So something's.
So when do you want to get your tattoo?
When do I want to get my as soon as possible? As soon as possible.
Before you change your mind about it.
I'm not going to change. I know.
Sure.
Now
I'll see you tomorrow.
They are into Jamie's into football. He loves footballers, so we have to call him Neymar one week, or he could be Messi another week, or this week he's Vinicius Junior. And yeah, so
that's pretty long to get in capital letters down your leg, Una.
That's perfect. A full leg
sleeve. Vinicius Junior. Then what is it? An Everton tattoo down on your butt cheek?
Oh my God! Yeah, Sadie does like unicorns. Unicorn tattoo would be
okay,
cute.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, all yeah, right. Yeah. Can you? They're also into poo at the moment, yeah. Sean. They're like everything is funny. Farts are funny. You know, I have to.
A pooing
unicorn. A pooing unicorn. Brilliant.
A poonicorn.
A poonicorn. Pooing the constellation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I think what we need to do is wild. I think Sean and. Una need to probably discuss this even more in depth because it is a live commitment.
Maybe a poonicorn is a bad idea.
I know, I like the idea. Maybe just a poo emoji, which is glittery, like as if a unicorn did a poo. Sean from Banjak Singh, thank you so much for coming on, buddy.
Thanks a million.
All right, cheers. To talk
bye,
to you later.
Sean.
There
see
you go.
Soon.
So you hook up with Sean there and you get yourself tattooed and you know all about it.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
So by the end of the week, you could have a brand new tattoo.
Isn't that amazing?
Your first tattoo.
I'm super excited. Are they very sore? Because I have a very low pain threshold. Low.
Depends where you get it. So you're looking to get it on your wrist where the skin is quite thin.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is... painful.
It's going to be painful.
Yeah, and you are the most dramatic person when it comes to pain.
No, I'm not dramatic. I have a low pain threshold. It's actually a thing. Like, do you know that redheads need a lot more anesthetic
yeah.
from the anesthetist?
Yeah, I know. Sure, that's do you remember toothcase? That's why I had to go.
Oh, they couldn't knock you out.
Yeah, no, yeah. They had to knock me out.
They had to knock you out yeah. because you felt it. That exactly. So that is why. Oh God, I'm
going
to have
to. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, just think of you. You're doing it for the content for the radio.
I'm doing it for my country.
Yeah. All right. That's today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio.